This morning, GFL officials were dealing with an overnight shooting at an office building in North Toronto. According to the Globe and Mail, employees with the waste management firm arrived for work today at a GFL hauling yard and found the glass front entrance shattered, with bullet holes in the front door's metal frame as well as in the front wall, the story said. Police say 10 bullets were fired. Investigators are now trying to collect surveillance footage from the area to determine what time the incident occurred. No injuries were reported. This was not the first violent incident that CEO Patrick Davigi, who was raised in Sault Ste. Marie, and other GFL officials have dealt with this year. The police force confirmed to Toronto Today on Friday that it believes the earlier shootings are linked to this week's office shooting. I can confirm that investigators believe the firearm discharge incidents from September 29-30 and the most recent incident are connected, and we are working closely with other police services on this case, a Toronto Police Services spokesperson said. The Globe recently reported that suspected arson occurred at 3 GFL sites over the summer. The 3 separate fires occurred in a span of 9 days, and 3 months later, the homes of 2 executives, Davigi and former GFL Senior Vice President Ted Manzieris, were shot at within 1 hour of each other in Toronto, the story said.